Hello, this is Tom McCaffrey.
Hey, this is Alex Bechera.
And you're listening to
Last Exit to Brooklyn on Storic Media Podcast Network.
the most important podcast of our time, right?
Yeah.
You don't sound too sure.
It's
Isn't it the most important podcast?
a podcast. You're listening to a podcast.
Okay. Welcome to Last Exit to Brooklyn, a podcast. Hey everyone, welcome to the show. Last Exit to Brooklyn. I'm Tom McCaffrey.
Eric Bronstein, we got a exciting show for you tonight.
Yeah, this is our special election show on Last Exit to Brooklyn. I don't know if you guys, I don't know if you guys have been following what's been going on. Have you been following it, Eric?
Man, it was last night was rough. Last night being election night eve. Wait.
I wasn't really, I was trying not to follow it. I was kind of like distracting myself and I wasn't getting worked up and I was trying not to. But it did look, I mean, it was pretty bad, right? Early on.
Yeah, I mean, they kind of warned us about it. They said that, a lot of those states would count the mail-in ballots late,
Later.
and those are mostly Democratic. But even with them telling us that, I couldn't. I'm
It's
like,
amazing how like everything went exactly how people like predicted.
I know.
Like Bernie Sanders, I guess, called this literally the entire thing on Jimmy Fallon a few months ago.
Right.
I think what, obviously, I think what people were hoping, everyone was, well, the people that, aren't crazy were hoping was that it would just be like a blowout
Right.
early on. Like, I think that I think a lot of people were like, okay, he'll probably get Florida and that'll be it.
Yeah, and that's the thing with Florida. Like, I remember in 2016, I'm like, if he gets Florida, she gets Florida early, this I can relax, and she didn't.
Fuck Florida.
I
What the
know.
fuck that state? Like, get
Yeah.
that fucking, like, what? And then the, what is this whole Cuban vote wave? What is going on?
They
Why?
because Trump, convinced them that Joe Biden is Fidel Castro, and they fucking came out and voted, and it hurt them in Florida. I mean, because they're supposed to run up the totals in Miami, and they didn't really because the Cubans came out
I
and.
know. I don't know these key, I mean, it's just like Jesus. That was,
What per but what person is actually out there thinking that there are, because I know that people get disinformation, but there are people out there who think that Joe Biden is a communist. I mean, like, who, he's like the most moderate
I
fucking
think.
person.
Well, that and like, I think they don't even think that. I think they just say, a lot of them just say socialist, and I don't think they even know what it means.
Right.
They're just like, I've seen. Jordan Klepper, he has a couple of like, he had a video. He
He's
always does videos with these Trump supporters and
so funny. Yeah.
just completely exposes them for just literally the stupidest, dumbest pieces of crap on the planet. And how they just don't know anything. And one of they he was interviewing them recently, right before this, and like, he's a socialist, and they're like, I'm gonna go to another country, and then I forgot what country, but he was like, yeah, you're gonna go there where they have socialized medicine, right?
Right, Costa Rica, they said
Yeah, that's right, where they have universal health care. Yeah, and it's
it.
just like
They don't know what any of these things mean,
they don't know what socialism is. I guarantee you they have no idea what it means. They just hear him say it and they think that's commun I don't even think they know what communism is.
No, and I think we were also dealing. It's they said this was like the biggest disinformation campaign ever. Like, there are people, the QAnon people, they really there's a bunch of people out there that are terrified of Biden. They think he's a pedophile baby eater,
Right, which is a step up from Trump, even with
That's
that.
true.
So I think that it's weird because I think he's going to win, but
Yeah.
Biden, but it doesn't feel like that great. It's kind of like, you're like, all right, it's almost like just a relief sort of.
Yeah.
And then there's just other, I mean, the whole Lindsey Graham, like those, the Senate race is kind of what really still is
Well,
what bummed me out.
the Senate, if we lose the Senate, which it kind of looks like, then he's Biden's it's going to be hard for him to do things,
I know that's the thing too. What do you, how many did they have? 47 before this?
Yeah, and I think they're going to pick up two. It'll be like they'll end up with 49,
You
maybe.
think so? You think they'll get 40 that many?
Yeah, but that you need at least 50. Because
I know, but at least 49 is like you're not completely.
Well, I think that the hope is that you get 49 and then you kind of get Susan Collins to vote with you sometimes. You know,
that's what I was thinking.
But
yeah.
She's kind of crazy. So,
well, you get one of them and then you have the vice president, right?
Right. So, but the thing is that now you can't do like the packing the courts and the getting rid of the filibuster. That shit's going to be hard too, you know?
Yeah. But at least you just got, I mean, at least. And that's the thing is, do you think that's when most people are bummed out that they're like, it's mind blowing to people that anyone is still voting for this? Like, right. So, I understand the morons, you know, in the South and like these other cities, you know, just don't know anything. But it's just like still, I mean, like, what is the argument for this? It's one of those like.
Well, I love when a lot of them were like, and a lot of them voted that they say he's good for the economy. I'm like, the economy is bad now. Don't think about what it was 6 months ago. It's bad.
No, I have no idea. It's just there's nothing. I think it's just people are such sheep and they just won't. I mean, I think it's just they won't admit it. They're just racist.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, like that is what it is. Like they think they're not racist because they listen to. Candace Owens. I don't know, Prince or something.
Yeah, or they listen like Candace Owens, you know.
So,
but you know the thing. But you heard about that? I think Trump might have gotten like 20%. I think of the black male vote. Which
I know.
Is,
what is that?
I mean, if that's true, that's shocking. I mean, props to black women because they always vote the right way and stuff. But I think black men, a lot of them, are misogynists. And I don't think Kamala fucking helped at all for those people. You know, I think.
Yeah, probably. I mean, that's insane that you would be a black man and vote for. I don't know. It's mind boggling. It's just another one of those nights. Like, I think the last election when it happened, it was like so shocking. You're like, oh, my God. But then this one was just kind of more of a bummer. Like, oh, people really here really this is a fucked up country and like most people who live here are really awful, just either awful or just really dumb and awful. So it's like, and I think at this point it's kind of like, you know, that is what it is at this point. If you're behind that, I don't know what I guess you're voting for the economy, but I mean, I don't buy that. I don't buy it. It's not a good, it's just not good enough for me anymore to believe. There's so many cons and things, you know. And I mean, what was his message for this reelection? He had nothing.
No, I mean, yeah, he had a message for racists, you know. That's that he dog whistled all through.
But
the campaign.
There's that many racists? God.
Yeah, I think so. That's why I want to get, because I didn't want to say that all black men are misogynists, but I think there's some of them are. And I feel like that, you know, he just plays to the fucking, you know, the prejudice of everybody.
I know.
So
I just
good
can't believe, yeah. I just can't believe Trump. It works so well. I guess people are very weak minded. And it's like, you know, if you're institutionalized, if you live in a red state and a red area, you're just
surrounded by everybody.
You're surrounded by it. And it's so much easier to just go with the flow than to actually be who you are. And that's kind of the problem. And
yeah, it's like New York, too. It's like Trump supporters. I mean, I know a few, but they try to keep quiet, you know?
Yeah, I could see that. But even though I feel like, you know, I don't know. I don't know what would happen here. I don't think it's not like there. I don't think I would get into a fight with, because now I wouldn't get into a fight with a Trump supporter. I just kind of like, I just write. I mean, to me, it's like I look at you as just like a Nazi now. It's kind of like if I saw a Nazi, it's like I'm not going to get into a debate with a Nazi. Like, and I'm not kidding. Like, I really think that I feel like people kind of downplay what it represents. And it's just, no, it represents just everything awful about.
It does.
The whole, like, he's an autocrat. He's trying to be a dictator. Like,
yeah. But let's be happy about it. It looks like he's lost. And, you know, this is going to go on till December. He's not going. He's very.
I know.
Because they said that the recount, which he's going to do in Wisconsin, can't even start till like next week. And then for some reason, things will happen. So he's going to be sitting around for the next few weeks. He's not conceding. There's no fucking
way. He'll never concede, and he'll never he won't concede. He won't, you know, do the, you know, the customary things they do where, you know, inviting Joe Biden to the White House. He won't be at the convention or the inauguration, which is, you know what? It's like, great. Good. Like, good riddance. Get this fucking guy out of here. Like, who wants to see this dude anymore?
But he's like, but he's going to be around. And that's the thing. And he's going to have his, you know, I was talking to somebody.
Probably going to run again.
Like, well, I don't think he'll ever run again, in my opinion. Because he's old, and I don't think he'd ever want to lose twice. But I think in the next few years, he'll always pretend like he's planning to, just to get people excited.
Yeah.
But I don't. I think he's not. There's no way. I don't think he would ever risk losing twice.
And it's just like how, just down to the last, every last step, he's just a piece of shit. I don't. Yeah. I don't know why people are like. So, I mean, I'm not surprised at this point, but. That's why last night I really wasn't like frantic or nervous, because I was kind of like, I sort of like not like I hadn't exactly I thought Biden would win. But, you know, when it wasn't so overwhelmingly happening, I was kind of like, all right, well, you know. And then when they were like, he's going to speak, I was like, well, here comes what everyone, you know, everyone's like, I wonder what he'll say. And I'm like, what do you think he's going to say? You think he's going to say he won the election,
right?
Which he basically, I mean, that's insane. First of all, it's like. They had it right on the screen. He was down by like 80 electoral votes. Like, they had the score up there at the point. And he's like, I won. And it's like insane. It goes right back to everything from the very first day, the inauguration, like showing the inauguration. I had the highest numbers of all time. It's like everything has built on everything. It's just kind of like it never ends, where it's just like, yeah, I won. And it's like, when is someone just going to be like, enough of this shit? Even, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And I think kudos to the Democrats, because they got at least some of the votes counted in certain places, because Biden was always up in the electoral college. If you pretty much.
Yeah, he was.
Pretty much.
I think for maybe like 10 minutes, he wasn't.
Right. And I think that was important, because it's hard to, it's really hard to, like, you can claim victory, but it's really hard to get momentum behind it if you're fucking behind.
Yeah, that was the big problem he had, is saying, I mean, it was the inauguration thing again, but it was more clear cut, because you saw numbers where, you know, he's like, yeah, I won. And it's like, well, the score isn't, you're losing this on the scoreboard. What do you mean you won? And it's just so sickening watching the Nazis in a, you know, basically in the room with him, who were just like, it's literally insane. I mean, it's just, you're watching, like, what is this? Like, what is going on here? What, people are pretending that something's going on that is clearly not going on. But I, like I said, I wasn't really like, it didn't, I think I'm so used to it by now that nothing, none of it really affected me. I was like, yeah, okay, yeah, that again.
Yeah. No.
And I did you see Biden's speech, like, in the middle of the night, the quick thing he gave?
Yeah.
That made me feel a lot better, because he did seem pretty, like composed and confident. Like, it didn't.
Dude, around 10:30 or so, I was a mess. I'm like, this is fucking not happening. And then it's
really, it did look bad. Like, it looked, because he was down, like, way down in a lot of them, right?
Yeah, and especially when a lot of the polls were saying landslide. I mean, I know it's not good to believe them all. They may actually end up being a lot more accurate when it's everything's counted. It's just the slow count is like what fucking kills you.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I took. I kind of, well, and then, you know, like Michael Steele and a couple people were saying, you know, calm down. It's like, even James Carville, like, that this was anticipated. And I do remember, you know, that was kind of anticipated, the Red Mirage.
Right.
But it is very.
But Carville also, like, the night before was like, oh, the Democrats will have this sewn up by 10 p.m.
And I think he thought that they were going to win Florida. I think that's kind of whatever. It's, you know, it's a thing. I think most people had this idea. It's so funny how just America just always lets everyone down. You know, it's just like, like, no, people are going to, you know, it's going to be a very clear cut rebuke, a repudiation of him. And it's just like, oh, really? No.
Yeah. Yeah, but
I just, it's amazing. I mean, like, millions of people are just like, yeah, this again.
I mean, who's on waiting 2 hours online going, yep.
Right. It makes sense if your waiting hours to vote for the other guy, but for him, it's just like, I don't, and there is some weird low self-esteem. I think it's just, you know, these people, you know, it's like the person who's dating the guy who, you know, treats you like shit and, you know, leaves you stranded in the cold and goes and steals all your money and, you know, lies and goes bangs Russian hookers behind your back. It's like people, those are the women that are voting for him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The women with literally no self-esteem.
But shit is bad right now. It's like, I mean, maybe it's not as bad as like the Great Depression, but like in 1932, when people voted for FDR over Hoover, FDR destroyed Hoover, you know, and it was because things sucked, and like things suck now, and people still, they're like, this is okay.
I think it's, I guess a lot of it is just the misinformation from the internet. Like now it's so easy to get misinformation.
But don't you feel it? That's the weird thing.
I don't know.
Lies can't say, when you don't have a job, you can't read lies and say, hey, you have a job. I don't understand.
Yeah. It's weird how it even last night, it seemed like it wasn't shit. It was going to be the exact same thing as 2016. Oh, that was mind blowing to me. I think I just kind of had a moment of like, most of the people in this country just suck. It's just a bunch of, it's a shitty, you know, it's just, it's bad. Like it's way worse than, you know, people realize. The fact that like, you know, they're like squeaking out a win in this kind of situation. It's,
I mean,
just
what else,
like,
has to happen? Jesus Christ, you know?
Yeah, I don't, you know, that's what it's really scary. It's like, it reminds me, there was an SNL skit a long time ago. It was like these guys who, it was like a club that worshiped Mr. Belvedere.
Oh, yeah. I remember
Tom that. Hanks, do you remember that?
That's a great sketch.
And they love Mr. Belvedere. And then Chris Farley is like, maybe should we kill him? And, he's like, no, we shouldn't kill him. Like, we love him. He hasn't done anything. And then he's like, well, we should vote. And then he's like, all right, all those in favor, you know, all those against. Yeah. And then he's like, okay, well then, you know, the nays have it, but it shouldn't have been that close. Cause it's like barely, it wins by like two votes, not to murder Mr. Belvedere.
That's a great sketch.
But it's like very like, that's what it felt like. Like, how is it this close? You know what I mean? It was even way closer. Like it was already, how close it was in the polls was already insane. And then,
and the funny thing is that Trump is so stupid because he got played by Mitch McConnell, because Mitch McConnell now is like, he's turning on Trump. He's like, count all the votes. Because Mitch McConnell, this is probably his last election. He always hated Trump. He just played.
Yeah,
with him,
he's just glad that he got him. I can't believe that's the other thing too. Go ahead, but yeah.
No, but the thing was is that McConnell basically talked him out of doing another stimulus before the election, which fucking sucks in a way because we may not get another stimulus.
Oh yeah, no way.
but it's so, Trump was so stupid. I mean, imagine. A day or two before the election, you pass a massive stimulus. The Democrats would have signed off on it. You know, he's so stupid. That might have turned the election right.
But
there.
The other thing is, like, even with that, it like barely, it didn't matter.
No, I know. But I'm
people
saying
people like just didn't. What?
No, but if they, he's so stupid that he could have just done that. You know, and he's so dumb. Trump, I mean.
I know, but I don't do. I guess people just don't. I mean, I guess these people that blindly. I mean, because it is like a cult. I mean, it is a cult at this. But it's like Scientology. I mean, it's like it is. It's like the Nazi party. Like they just blindly follow, no matter how.
And I think that might be the thing. It's like he's so convinced everybody that the economy is great now that if he did another stimulus, he would be admitting that things aren't so good.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know why he did. That is weird that he did that, because he did. They were going to do it, right? And then he kind of like shut it down like 3 or 4, like 3 weeks ago, right?
Yeah, I read some columnist who was saying, you know, I don't understand. This guy was like, why before every election, the president just doesn't send people checks, you know?
I know. It actually, I was afraid of that. I was like, oh, he's going to pass it like a week before they're going to do it. That's it. I was amazed that they, but again, it like didn't matter to end, like to, it just didn't matter. I mean, you know, he definitely would have won if a lot of these people, that's the other thing is like, you know, Biden's winning these states by like 1.2 points, mm-hmm. by like 20,000 votes, he's winning. Yeah. It's just insane.
It's just weird. I mean, Biden will win probably like by 4 or 5 million, but out of a population of 300 million, that's really not a lot. So it's like, why are these elections so tight? It just makes no sense.
I don't know. Is it just, I don't know. Because people just don't vote in certain places. You know, there's just sects of society where they just don't. I guess there's places they just don't have TV or something. They're just not. I don't know. I mean, it's like it's one of those things. It's hard to, you know, sitting in Manhattan, it's very hard for me to.
It's still, you know, though, they got to get rid of the Electoral College. I know it'll be almost impossible to do, but it's like, if there was no Electoral College, this thing would have been over at 6 o'clock.
Why the fuck? Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't even, I still don't even understand it. Yeah. But
like California, when those votes came in, it was like 55 electoral votes. No one even barely mentioned it. It was like, this that state has like 1/6 of our population and no one.
I know
about it, you know?
So, but, and what about like the Senate? I think the Senate was the most frustrating. Like the fact that Lindsey Graham won so early on and Mitch McConnell, when I saw Mitch McConnell won, I was like, oh my God. And they won by a lot.
Yeah. Well, I think they don't even like McConnell in Kentucky, but they know he's very powerful and he brings money to the state. So.
I mean, I think it's a lot of people are just voting because they're just like, yeah, he's Republican. That's it.
Oh, that's a lot of that. But it's also his personal favorability rating is not great because he's Weasley. Look at that guy.
I don't know. You look at him. It's just, how could you vote? Same thing with Lindsey Graham. It's just like, and then who was the other one? Susan Collins. I think they think she might lose. Ugh.
She won.
I know, but I think, wasn't it kind of thought that they could flip? Like, wasn't that one of the seats they thought they would flip?
Well, the worst one out of the Senate was this Cal Cunningham in North Carolina. That was terrible because that he was favored to win throughout the whole election season. The Democrats were going to pick up a seat, but then this guy texted his mistress. Did you hear about this story?
No.
Oh, it's huge. So it happened in October. He had a mistress and he was texting her. And of course, what happened? Those texts got out.
Yeah, actually, I did hear about that.
Yeah. And this guy was kind of running. He was a military guy. He was running on like, oh, I'm very moral, you know, that kind of thing. And that killed him. And it's like, what if you, even if you do have a mistress, why are you fucking texting her a month before, you know, a couple months before the election? Don't you know that shit gets out? How does Anthony Weiner, does anyone remember that shit?
I mean, just, you know, why can't you, text her on like November 4th?
Or, you know, instead of sexting, just call
her.
Yeah. Use the fucking phone.
Go to a prostitute. You know how many problems would be like solved by prostitution? It would get rid of these hate groups.
Yeah.
Like these Proud Boys. I mean, that's all just those guys don't know how to talk to chicks. That's all that is.
It's so true.
So it's like
they're all incels, as they call them, right?
They are. I mean, that really is what it comes to. If these guys were getting laid, there is no way they would be like, let's get together with guns.
Yeah. You know what's the weird thing about the Proud Boys is they're kind of like a white supremacist group, but there seems to be a lot of Hispanics in that group, which as you can see now during this election, Hispanics, how they, a lot of them voted for Trump. It's like, I don't understand that one either.
Do you think there's a lot of, I guess I would understand, especially in red states, certain people struggling with their identity and their race, how it's like, they want to fit into a certain place and it's harder to, if you're like in a state like Texas or something, it's very hard to be a minority and just like you want to fit in because, you know, no one is going against the grain. So is there an identity crisis with all where they're just kind of like institutionalized?
Probably. But I mean, it's still, I mean, I, you know, I even understand the Cubans in Florida. Because they've been Republican for a while, but they said in the Texas border area, like I guess they're Mexican, they voted for Trump, and I'm like, these are the people they put in cages, and they were right; those were the people, and they're voting for Trump. I don't understand that.
It's kind of like that Stockholm syndrome. Yeah. Thing. I don't know. I do think that there is something of like, you know, you would think, yeah, someone would hate their abuser, or, you know, but they don't hate their, a lot of times people who are abused, they don't hate the abuser. It a lot of it is they're trying to get acceptance from.
Right. Hey, listen, in the first election, there were Jews that voted for Hitler, which is like, you know, they wanted tax cuts. I think he was promising that or something.
Yeah. I don't know. It's crazy. I don't know. But how many times was Hitler elected?
It was basically like one real election, I think. And then he just was like, yeah, now the elections aren't going to be real anymore. They had him, but it was basically like, you saw, if you look at the totals, he got like 99% of the vote, kind of like right. Putin numbers.
I guess, yeah.
When you get 99% of the vote, it's probably not a real election.
That's another thing I'm suspicious of in certain, some of these places, like there was some fraud on their end. I just don't trust it. Like, like a lot of these numbers, I was like, I don't know, man, this is a little strange.
Well, it's like, they always like the polls are off. I'm like, are the polls off or are they not accounting for cheating? Which I think
that's what I was thinking.
Because the polls used to be right on the nose, and then all of a sudden with Trump, they're off all the time. And they always say it's because the Trump voters are shy, which is what Trump person do you know is shy? You know,
I mean, there's some that aren't shy, but then I guess there's some that it's like somebody, like I said, I don't understand people. And I mean, I already kind of was like that, where I didn't understand people and I thought most people were really annoying and dumb, but it really is. It's true. It's a bummer to see.
Yeah. The worst though, I think, is like the New York Trump voter, which I know a few, like, I don't know how he basically goes out and says he fuck New York all the time.
Well, especially like during the whole coronavirus thing. I mean,
yeah.
Everything, like, just, you know, I mean, there's too many things to even name, you know what I mean? The fact that he's like kind of barely, that Biden's kind of barely winning Arizona, I mean, I guess it's big because he's flipping it, but
yeah, that's
just big. The fact with the whole McCain thing, it's just kind of like,
well, they're calling that McCain's revenge, which is fucking great if that happens.
Yeah, I mean, I guess he flipped Wisconsin and Michigan.
Yeah, and then that one district in Nebraska, Omaha.
Yeah, which is worth one electoral vote.
Yeah, but that may be the difference, which is fucking,
I think,
hilarious.
So, yeah.
That'd be so, I almost think it'd be funnier if he just wins by like one or two electoral votes. I'd almost rather that be the case.
Yeah, but the only thing that scares me about that is like they have more of a, well, you know, oh, well, we need to. Do you think he'll win? Who do you think will get Pennsylvania? I haven't checked it lately.
I think it's going to be Trump, Biden. I mean, they just seem so confident about it, but I don't know.
Yeah, that is. But he was so low for so long. I mean, he's never been ahead. I don't know what.
No, I know. I guess they just know from the votes that haven't been counted. But, you know, it's weird how Pennsylvania is kind of close to New York, and it's just fucking way different than New York because there's so many, I guess, rednecks in that state. It's crazy.
Yeah, and Ohio, fuck Ohio. And I'm glad, no wonder LeBron left that shit state. I wish he had never gone back there and won a fucking championship for them.
I know, they're terrible. I mean, I don't understand, you know, and a lot of these places had, like, they had auto plants that Obama, remember how Obama saved the auto plants?
Yeah.
They were a lot in Ohio too. And Obama saved the auto industry, you know? So how do you repay them? You vote against Biden. I mean, like,
yeah.
What did Trump ever do to the auto industry? Nothing.
I know. I don't know. In these places, did he bring back jobs? He didn't bring back a lot of, no. I mean, didn't a lot of jobs go abroad with Trump?
No, it's just that even when the economy was good, the manufacturing jobs were kind of still leaving, or they just didn't come back. He didn't really do anything.
Yeah.
He definitely didn't bring the coal jobs back in West Virginia, but they don't give a shit. And they still,
I guess, it's just, he just says whatever and people just believe it. That's the problem. It was just kind of unprecedented.
How can people be that dumb? Like,
he
said it. He basically said, I'm going to bring all the coal jobs back, and none of them came back. And then you're like, well, I'll give him another try.
Well, we'll try it again. I mean, watching it last night, it did kind of like it seemed like that movie Idiocracy, but happening in real life, where just you see it happening with, you know, slowly, it's happening ever so slowly. We're everyone's just so dumb and, you know, clearly making the wrong choice. And
but in the end, we did win, though. So, I mean,
Yeah. I mean, that, and if they have 49 senators, I mean, that's something. It's better than 47. But
you know, even if not, Biden is just can't do, a Biden who can't do anything is way better than a Trump that can do horrible things to me.
Yeah. So I'll take it. And it was just like, you know, had to get him out of there. That was amazing. It was just like having a squatter. Like, it was just like, is this guy ever, because if he had won, or, I mean, not that it's over, but I mean, like, what would have happened? Like, what do you think? What would that have been like?
Well, I mean, again, it's not over yet, but he is probably going to lose, but I still am scared. But,
I am too. Yeah. Actually, I shouldn't say, but let's not even talk about it. Yeah.
Yeah. But I do think that he would just think that he's, you know, like, unstoppable. He would think.
Well, he would have literally nothing to answer to. No. Just.
Especially because he'd be like a lame duck, but even though he'd probably try to get a third term, you know?
That's what I was afraid of, because he would definitely try that. And where we're at in this country, people would just be like, that's what was so scary about last night. It's like he still had the people behind him. And it was kind of that feeling of like, oh my God, this guy can do anything. And it's exactly what he said. He just will not lose a follower. Like, and it's not just the crazy people. It's not just the alt-right groups. It's like just these people that you know who are just like, yeah, it's great. So great. You know, you're just like, oh my God. Cause then you're like, what? I mean, where does this end?
No, I mean, if you look at these conservative blogs, which I do sometimes or whatever, you know, they're all saying that Biden's stealing the vote by just counting the votes. They think that's the same thing.
I know. So, you know, nothing, you know, they don't even like the whole last night when he was like, yeah, stop counting it in Michigan and stop counting in Pennsylvania, but keep counting in Arizona. It was just like, so count. And then they kept counting in Michigan and he said stop counting in Michigan because Biden was behind.
Right.
And then Biden took the lead and it was like, keep counting. And they're like, yeah, no, we didn't listen to you. We are going to keep counting. But it's just so transparent and like horrible. You know what I mean? Like ridiculous of like, that someone be like, no, count where I'm losing. Yeah, but no, there, stop. Like,
right.
And how you can, you know, sit there with a straight face and just be.
Well, they pre-planned all this. That's why in a lot of these states, they weren't allowed to count the votes ahead of time. They should have been all, I mean.
Wait, why was that? Weren't there Michigan? Wasn't there something where they like they didn't allow them to start counting until later?
All of those states, I think, at least Pennsylvania and I think Michigan, they have Republican legislatures and they said, hey, there's going to be a lot of mail-in ballots this year. Can we count them early? And the Republican legislature said, no, you can't, because they were planning for this.
Right.
You know,
so they thought that was kind of their last shot. Like, we'll be ahead on the night of the election and then we'll just say that's it.
Right. Exactly. But I guess because the Democrats kind of alerted everybody to their plans.
Yeah. And also they kind of were like saying that over him saying that over and over made people kind of like ready for it.
Right.
Because it kind of backfired. It didn't really seem to have much of a, you know what I mean? No one seemed to take it seriously. Everyone was like, yeah, all right. Yeah.
Yeah, I think Fox News, he's getting so pissed at, you know, because they weren't really behind him. And I really believe that even though Fox is like they pretend that they're pro Trump, I feel like, and they are, but Rupert Murdoch fucking hates him and wants him out.
even if you're like behind him, I mean, aren't you just fucking tired of it? Like, what? I guess most people, a lot of them are just miserable and they're just, this is all they have.
Right. But in the case of Fox News, I think that even if he's out, it's better for Fox News because they always get better, bigger ratings when they're not in power. And yeah. I think, and I really personally think that that's why, you know how Bloomberg spent like $100 million of his own dollars.
Yeah.
Maybe more in this race. And I don't think he did. I just think he personally hates Trump because I think people like Rupert Murdoch and Bloomberg, they've known this guy for years.
Right. From the city. Yeah. From being in New York.
And you know, it seems like everybody who knows him personally fucking hates him, like hates him.
Everyone yeah. who worked for him, everyone who was on, in his administration.
Yeah.
Everyone in his administration was like, I hate him. I'm voting for Biden. And then these idiots are like, yeah, Winnie, you don't know what you're talking about. It's like, no, I worked with him. He doesn't know what he's doing. No, he does.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. You're right. I mean, that's mind blowing to me. Like, everyone who worked for him was like, yeah, he's awful. Get him out. Yeah.
Right. And then people still work for him. Like, you know, but I guess, you mean, if someone told you not to work at a job because the boss was insane and crazy, you'd be like, oh, I guess I won't work there. But he found people. I guess you can always.
I mean, would
find
you take a job like working for Trump? I mean, I know you hit, but you know what I mean? Like,
well, I think people just thought, hey, I'll do it for like 6 months. I know he's a maniac, but yeah. I can put it on my resume. So I don't know.
He must be like, I mean, he must just immediately just scream at everybody, like from the get, literally from the first minute he sees you. He's probably insulting you and, you know, sexually harassing you.
And from what I hear, like, the only way you can get on his good side is if you kiss his ass, like, just say how great he is.
Right. That's another thing. It's just so pathetic. Like, that he just like, oh, really? Yeah, I like this guy. Like, yeah, he got like, you know, he acts like a, you know, like a
7-year-old.
Well, he reminds me of like the kid from that Twilight Zone episode who like has powers.
Yeah, that's
and everyone's point. Afraid of him. You remember
that's
that?
Great, that's a great analogy.
We're like, yeah, that's great. He's like, he like kills someone. He's like, that's great that you did that. Yeah, it's great. Yeah, it's great that I did that, right? Yeah, he's like that. Like, because that was his life. Like, he just could do no wrong. And
I think it's from his father. His father like knew, like, just low, like he was the favorite son and he could do no wrong, like you said.
Yeah. I mean, I know like everyone's like, oh, his father. I mean, there's been a lot of bad father. Like, how bad, you know, there's only so far. There's only so bad a father can be.
Right.
Where some of it is just you. Like,
oh, yeah. But, you know, but the father can enable, the father could be like.
No, I know. I'm sure his father was horrible and did a lot.
Well,
of
you know, if
things.
The father just once said, hey, when he was bankrupt, Trump and the father, if one, I think he was bankrupt 5 times or something, right? If the father yeah. once just said, I'm not bailing you out, we wouldn't have Trump today.
Right. Know? Why? What? Why do you think why did he want in any of this? Like, what? Because you look at old interviews of him, and he just seems like he has a great life and he's just kind of like rich and like doing whatever he wants, living in Manhattan. Like, what was it? Was it just because they made fun of him at that dinner? I mean, that's it.
I don't know. To my dying day, I feel like the Russians made him do it, you know, and then he kind of disliked it. But I think the Russians really wanted him to do it.
That's what you think, that they had something on him?
I think so. I think because if you look, you know, we passed sanctions on Russia, you know, in the second term of the Obama administration. I think that's kind of sealed the deal.
Like, he owes them money or something?
Oh, yeah. You know they have shit on him. You come on. That's what they do, like Russians.
Because that's what's confusing. I don't go looking like kind of backtracking a little bit where it's like, why did he even like, what did he want with this? Like, to begin with, like.
No, like, they even say, people said, I don't know, someone when his administration, they said that he, when he won that night, he was so surprised and like Melania cried. Like, they all thought it was just a joke.
Yeah.
And they did it for publicity, you know?
Yeah. But again, yeah, I'm just like, it's such an odd looking at how his life was that, you know, just this person who literally his entire life had no interest in serving the public at all. Like, all of a sudden was kind of like, yeah, I want to go into, you know, public service, the biggest job in public service. It's just like, why? You're already, like you said, you're rich. And
well, I think, you know, he almost ran a few times before, you know, but he never did. And I always thought one of the reasons was, is it was kind of the rule that if you run for president, you have to release your tax returns. And then I guess he just realized he didn't have to do that.
And it was just pathetic all the way to the end to watch, right, even through this last election, where it's like, your taxes, I'm going to release them. Like, oh my God, you're really saying that? Like, how were you able to, I mean, to say that for 4 years, right, and just no one caught, like, it reminds me of like, I don't know, that person who's like, yeah, no, I'm going to pay you tomorrow. Yeah, yeah, I'll pay you tomorrow for 4 years.
Yeah, after like about 6 months, you're gonna like, oh, I'm never going to see this money again. Right, if someone owes you money,
and I mean, unless you're a total fucking jackass, right. I mean, I don't know what,
but there are,
just, yeah. But I guess there are. I guess, you know, that's kind of what you just, I didn't really, I guess I have more faith in people than I don't, not anymore, but
yeah. You know what I hate though? Like, some of these Republicans are like, well, if Trump loses, what are you liberals going to talk about? I'm like, I'm tired of talking about this guy. I don't care. I'll talk about
tired anything. Of talking. I know. Believe me, I'll find something to talk about. And he's not going away. That's the other thing. He's still going to be the voice of the party.
Yeah. I mean, and not only that, it'll probably be good for him because he can shit on everybody like he did before, but without any like responsibility. So
yeah, I wonder what will happen. I wonder if people will finally just be like, yeah, because that's what's so funny when they're like, he's not going to, you know, give a concession speech. He's not going to be at the inauguration. It's like, you think anyone who wants him there? Who fucking wants to see this? Who wants to hear this guy? Like, his voice, by the end, it was just like a trigger for me. Like, I don't think it's for a lot of people. Just like, you know, and that's what I mean, where I don't understand the appeal, not like with everything he does and all this and lie, but it's just like looking at him is just like so mortifying. Like, right, when he was like, like dancing at the, I guess people think it's cool at the rally when he dances. I mean, he just looks so ridiculous. Like, it's not even like funny. It's like pathetic.
No, I agree.
The dance where he's like literally, isn't he dancing like that? Look,
well, that kind of, like, you know, like, kind of came out of also because Kamala was dancing and people were making fun of her. So then everyone started showing that video of Trump dancing, you know. And
it's just like, I mean, it's one of the worst. Watching him dance is like one of the most,
well, he's like super white, so.
And it's not even that. It's like a it's one of the most like draining, dispiriting, depressing. Yeah. Like, watching him dance is like it's just like something that I'm like, someone is there and going, "Yeah." Like, yeah.
The best is like, you see Obama, you see he had like a speech right before the election. He went down to Miami and he like looks, now he's like rested now.
Yeah.
And he looks like fantastic. And I'm like, and I know the presidency ages you and the stress. I don't think Trump really feels any stress. But he was in horrible shape to begin with. It's just like almost embarrassing. Just forget about personality. It's embarrassing to have like this blob, this disgusting fucking blob as your president.
Yeah. I guess, you know, like just the hair and...
I mean, even George W. Bush was like a good looking dude.
Yeah, yeah. You know? George, yeah, he was. He looked kind of like Ted Bundy, actually.
Right, right.
I always thought that. I was always like, it looks like Ted Bundy, which is always kind of like a red flag. Like, I was associated. Yeah. Like, and, you know, I feel like people forget George W. Bush was shit, too. Like, you know,
he was, yeah.
People like are now are like, oh, yeah, George, but that's how bad it is. That,
right. And that's why I hope that there'll never be like a Republican candidate. It'll be like, wow, Trump, you know, make you feel like Trump was good. If that's
I wouldn't, you know, I mean, I think I saw an interview with Robert De Niro and he kind of made a good point. He's like, this will happen again, but with someone smarter than him.
Right.
Which is the really, which will be really bad.
Right. That's a good point.
So what?
That's a good point.
I mean,
that'll be more dangerous.
Yeah, because it's like someone who actually, because, you know, the thing about Trey, he was so caught up in his vanity and all about him. But when you get someone who really is thinking things through, you know, and is
right.
is able to present, because he was so done. He just, you know, he like showed his cards at every turn.
Yeah. I mean, he was not Hitler, because Hitler was like smart. He was clever.
He was pretty close, though. I mean, he was like getting. I mean, he got.
No, I'm just talking about personality wise.
No, I know. Yeah. But like the way he, looking at it now, I still don't understand how he was able to get these people behind. I mean, like, and just completely blind loyalty to the end. Just like.
I mean, in a way, Trump was smart, though. I mean, he does know what works, like, and he is good on TV. He does know that, but that's 20 years of experience. You know?
Well, he dumbed it down, everything down into these really simple, like, sound bites. So it's just kind of like, this and this. And then they're like, yeah, it was just very simple for people to take in, like TV, like a TV show, like a catchphrase.
Right. But he was just so dumb. Like, really, honestly, if he acted like Andrew Cuomo did after the if he acted like Andrew Cuomo did the whole time during the pandemic, what do you think? Do you think he would have lost the election?
You mean if he acted like how Andrew Cuomo seemed to kind of be doing something?
Yeah, like a calming, like, hey, listen, instead of saying denying the COVID. He would have, because in around the country, around the world, all those leaders are getting reelected. The ones that acted like.
He would have.
Because all you got to, it's so easy. All you got to do is just be reassuring. You just got to be like, I mean, things are bad, but we're going to get through this together. Instead, he's like, this is not even happening. That's what he was saying, you know?
But then it's weird. A lot of his followers, they don't think, they think it's not happening. They're all like, yeah. I mean, that's when one of those Jordan Klepper interviews, the guy's like, yeah, COVID was made up to destroy America.
Right, right.
That's like what someone said, you know. They're all like, "Yeah, it's made up." They're all lying, and it's just like, "Oh my god!" Yeah.
Usually, when someone says that, they get COVID. Like, right? The biggest deniers always get it.
Well, I mean, he had COVID. Right. They're like saying it's not a real thing. I mean, they weren't even like, "Oh, it's not bad." They were like, "Yeah, it's made up," and it's like he had COVID. Oh, I don't know. No, he said he had it. Like.
We should be positive about this, because, you know.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's like I'm glad, but I'm. It's not like, oh my god, yeah. It's more like, all right, at least we kind of got out of that. It's like winning a game, you know, by one point or something that you should have won.
But in the end, no one remembers the score, because
you
look at that. No, do you think, who remembers that Trump lost the popular vote by 3 million last time? Barely people. No one remembers that. They think he won fair.
Really? I guess people who were paying attention, I feel like that's all I heard. But
yeah, people. But I'm saying at the time. But even now, people don't even in the media. That's never really brought up. So all that matters is just win, by one.
No, minute. I know. But, you know, it's kind of like when you're watching it, it's hard to.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it should be like, you know, I mean, it should be like he should lose every state except Alabama. I don't understand it.
I know. I don't. You know, he was winning, like, it is amazing. These states, they just are so ingrained, like there will never be anything else, like Texas. Just nothing will turn that ever.
I knew that was going to be like not going to happen.
And that was annoying too, because early on it looked close and they're like, oh, I don't know about Texas. I was like, fuck off.
And then he was up by a lot, Biden. And I'm like, I think they just have too many rednecks in that fucking state.
In Texas?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just there's like certain, you know, like cosmopolitan cities, and then the rest of it is kind of like, you know, butt fuck. Whatever. And, you know, again, it's like a prison mentality. It's like when you're living there, it's just kind of like it's hard to, you know, see anything else or think outside what you're seeing, you know, to have your own kind of identity. And that's why a lot of people leave there. Right. I know that's why my mom left there. I realize it now, like why she left.
Well, a lot of times smart people leave those places, and then who's left, you know?
I know. So I mean, I don't know specifically that my mom left for, but now me being older, I'm like, oh, I think when I'm there, I'm like, yeah, this isn't for me.
Yeah. All right, so let's wrap up. Do you have any predictions?
Like in terms of what, like how much he'll get?
I don't know. Just for the
I think he'll get Arizona and Nevada, and I think he'll get Pennsylvania, and I think that'll be it. Which is like great. That's enough.
Right. That'll be a clear win.
That's why I would like him to get Pennsylvania. Which I don't know. Well, I mean, the last I looked, it was definitely the gap was closing because he was down by a lot. But the last time I looked, it was like five. He was down like 5 percentage points.
Guess what? If he gets all those states or he gets two of those states, still these right wing nuts are going to say the whole thing was fixed. So it doesn't really
matter. Yeah. Which is, you know what? It's fine. They can just say whatever they want as long as it's just like, yeah, just go away. You lost.
Yeah.
Like, of course, they'll never admit it.
No.
No,
he will never admit it.
They'll never. Oh, it's rigged. It's rigged. Yeah. I mean, aren't people just tired of that? Like, just shut up. Like, it's just so pathetic. Like, it's like, okay, yeah, you just win all the time, right? Nothing bad. You never do anything wrong ever. You win going to the bathroom. You know what I mean? Like, everything is a win.
Right.
That's why I hate him. And that's why I understand why more people don't hate him. Cause it's like, that's not like inspiring to most people. Like looking at someone who has no vulnerability or no honesty,
right.
You know, usually the people that people embrace are like, oh, I like that. You know, he can like be, you know, show his, you know, that he has vulnerabilities and that, you know, he falls in times and picks himself back up. But it's just the guy who's just like, no, I always win. But it's like, all right. But then you see the people that are into it. And it's like,
right.
That's what's pathetic. No, I win everything. I won that. Okay.
I know. And he never admits mistakes. And I don't know, but I'm different than a lot of people. I don't trust anyone who never admits mistakes.
But it's so pathetic. Cause like I guess he doesn't think people notice. Cause it's like, last night where, you know, he was down by 80 electoral votes. He's like, I won. And it's like, it's right next to you that you didn't win. I don't like you can't, you know, but people are still like, yeah, you won. You know, he's so confident.
He's good.
No, that's not like, yeah, that's insane. That's not confident. So I think I kind of put it the nail on the head. That's what I hated about him. Just everything is right. I'm better than you. Everyone's a loser except me.
I know. Who would like a person like, if you knew a person like that in real life, would you hang out with them?
I've met people like that.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the guy you play basketball with. And I've had friends like this where you're beating them. And then like in the middle of the game, like, oh yeah, I hurt my leg. You know,
yeah,
or after the game when you beat them, like, I wasn't even trying.
Yeah.
It's like that kind of a guy. Yeah. And you're like, I hate that guy. I don't want to fucking be around that guy. So.
All right. Well, this was good.
Yeah, this was fun. So. All right. So thanks for tuning in. We're going to have another show next week.
Go President Biden.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, who knows what's going to happen now? It's going to be a long.
It's going to be a rough month.
He's going to, you know, they're going to have lawsuits. I don't think the lawsuits are really going to stick, though.
No,
I don't see them really holding up. And but I feel like everyone's going to kind of just turn on him, you know, like where people are going to be like, yeah, great. You won. Now get out of here. You're the winner. Go home.
All right, cool.
Okay, cool. All right. I'll talk to you soon. We'll see you next time on the show.
Later.